All right. We talked earlier on about an interesting enterprise taking place just north of Hamilton, where they're growing marijuana using waste byproducts from a tilapia farm.
That's very cool.
That is, wow, it's very cool for sure. And joining us now is a gentleman that is going to fill in all of the blanks, of which there are many. He is with Green Relief, a company that is licensed by Health Canada to grow cannabis. And joining us now is the CEO, Warren Bravo. Good morning, Warren. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great, man. You got a lot of people scratching their heads this morning on Outdoor Journal, let me tell you. Because you're using something we love, and that is fish, to grow something that a lot of people love, and that is cannabis.
Yeah, it's certainly been an interesting ride getting here and trying to figure out how to use and it's called aquaponics. How to use aquaponics to grow cannabis took us a couple of years to figure out. So by a lot of people who are way smarter than I am coming out of the construction industry now into cannabis. So yeah, it's been a fun ride.
Yeah, so your background is construction.
Correct.
And somehow you took a left turn at some point. Tell us about that.
Well, it was my business partner Steve LeBlanc and myself. We were both coming out of the concrete, or both in the concrete construction world. He's in restoration, and I'm in new concrete construction. And we just saw an opportunity. We've been working together for years, and we're good friends. And we just thought we'd take the leap into a brand new industry, and you know, try to break some new ground using some sustainable methodology for growing growing cannabis, some sustainable agriculture. So,
just an opportunity. I understand the facility is underground. Is it totally underground?
Well, yeah, coming out of the concrete, again, coming out of the concrete world, we built this, it's called an earth sheltered building, and this is what I call it anyway. We built a precast concrete building and then basically buried the roof and sides in dirt because we wanted a very controlled environment. So it didn't matter if it was plus 30 or minus 30 outside, every day would be the same inside the grow room. So we wanted that consistent, replicatable process for our products all the time. So we know when we'll be harvesting our products, and you know, 3 years from now, I can tell you what day I'm harvesting in grow room two. So it's that replicatable. It works really well.
So connect the dots for us here. How do you connect tilapia and the growth of it and this whole aquaponics thing with cannabis? Like, at what point, were you guys sitting around, you know, maybe recreating a little bit and said, hey, man, we need to grow some tilapia. Like, how does that work?
Well, it was my wife. So my wife, Lynn, is a landscape architect, and she's the tree hugger in the family. We live as sustainably as we can. And it was her idea. Aquaponics was her brainchild back many years ago. And she started finding out more about it and taking some of the seminars that the federal government was putting on. And then Steve and I said, well, if we're going to do this, let's try to latch on to whatever we can from a sustainability aspect and try to work towards a zero carbon footprint over time. And this is what evolved. It's just something that nobody else has done. Lots of people have tried to grow cannabis aquaponically and failed. People told us we couldn't do it, and we just spent the time and resources and R&D and did the traveling and brought up all the brains in the aquaponic world to our facility, and took us, as I said, 2.5 years and hundreds of thousands of dollars, and here we are today, the only people in the world doing this.
And is tilapia, can it be any fish, or is tilapia in particular beneficial to the growth of marijuana?
Well, tilapia is a good fish to use because it's kind of tried and true in a farmed environment. So they're very hardy, disease-resistant fish, and you want to match the aquaculture that you're using to the root temperature of the plant you're growing. So, you know, some lettuces and vegetables, they'll like a cooler root temperature, so you can use some... you know, you could try salmon, a trout, maybe some bass, some other fish. Some are more finicky than others in that farmed fish environment. But tilapia is really nice because it's got like a 68 degree to 82 degree water temperature zone that they like to be in. And that kind of matches the root temperature of the cannabis plant. So it's kind of a natural tie-in. But, you know, we're going to evolve to, possibly some freshwater shrimp or prawn. And, you know, there's salmon and there's lots of other kinds of fish we can try. But right now, they say, you know, as we're just kind of coming out of the gate, you know, growing for about 3 years aquaponically now, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing. So we're working, with what we know will work, and we'll evolve into other more saleable fish as time goes on. So it's all about R&D and experimenting. So we've got a lot of learning curve to do yet in that part.
Well, it sounds fascinating. I'm assuming there's information somewhere under the Green Relief logo?
Absolutely. Our website at greenrelief.ca, you can reach out to our client care team. It is a very fascinating, very clean, we're, you know, biosecure and no pesticides, fertilizers, and that type of thing. So we're growing a very, very clean, natural, naturally grown product using fish, broken down, fish waste broken down microbially into NPK for the plants. So, you can reach out anytime. There's lots of information on our website and I'm always here. I never get to leave, unfortunately.
Now, if you can only reverse engineer that whole process and get the cannabis into the tilapia that you put on the market. Now, think about that. Hey, that gives a whole new meaning to consuming, enjoying fish consumption.
The new edible. Absolutely.
Yes, that's definitely
somewhere to go. Lots of room. And no, our cannabis doesn't taste like fish. That's kind of a common misnomer too out there. But it's a really nice clean product, and it's really being accepted by the marketplace. So we're excited to be here.
Good on you, buddy. Thanks for joining us and sharing that with us this morning. Warren Bravo from Green Relief, and that's greenrelief.ca for more information. Thanks once again, Warren.
Thank you very much, sir. Pleasure.